This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Local police expect dozens of today's No Kings protests countering President Trump's military parade in D.C. to be peaceful. But CPR's Haley May reports local lawyers anticipate clashes.
Police often draw the line when groups block traffic, allowing engagement regardless of whether protesters are peaceful. But federal law says they can't use violent force against that kind of nonviolent misdemeanor. Here's Denver personal injury lawyer Burke Baumgartner.
This is the very heart of American protests. No protest during the civil rights era did not impede traffic.
DPD changed crowd control tactics in 2020 to include longer warnings after a dispersal order. Outside of blocking traffic, dispersal orders are given if there's a danger to the public. Haley May, CPR News.
The driver convicted in the death of 17-year-old cyclist Magnus White was sentenced to 4 years in prison Friday. The hearing was full of emotional statements from the parents and friends of Magnus. Eva Smilianska also spoke to the judge, apologizing for what she called a tragedy. For more than a decade, Global Fest has been held in Aurora in August, but this year the free event is being held from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today on the Aurora Municipal Center Great Lawn. It will feature food trucks and booths selling food from around the world, an international fashion show, two stages for live dance, music, and martial arts performances, and a tribute to Tejano singer Selena. There are more details at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.